Welcome back, and joining me today is Oklahoma Union Cougars football coach Rick Winbigler. And coach, we're getting set for high school football. We're week number one as the Oklahoma Union Cougars will open up their season at home against Quapaw. Coach, how's the practices have been, and have you seen some progress for this team?
Yeah, I think practices have been pretty intense, and our kids are focused. You know, one of the big goals that we're trying to turn around here is the intensity and the drive and the hunger to win. I read an article on Tulsa World, and they said that this school hadn't won more than three football games in the season since 2007. And so, you know, we've been really heavily reminding the kids of that stat, and they want to get this first one out of the way and win more than three and be successful. And I've been real happy with our effort and intensity in practice.
Talk about a couple of scrimmages that you've had since last week. Have you seen some improvement from the first scrimmage all the way to the scrimmage last week?
I think so. We're a zone blocking team, and you know, if you get on the chalkboard and you draw up the zone running play, it's very easy on the chalkboard. You know, you step, you block, you play side gap. But the difficult thing about zone is that it's a very technical play. It's easy to know where to go. It's hard to get there. And so we've been really focusing on our foot placement, our head placement, driving our feet on blocks. And as each scrimmage progressed and as our practices have progressed, the footwork from the offensive line, the head placement from the offensive line has been a lot better. It's still not where it needs to be. But we're hoping by district play that play and that scheme is really popping for us. The backs are reading it well, and the quarterback's reading it real well, and we hope that that starts to pop for us. And I think against Quapaw, we're hoping to have a couple of real good runs and really let those areas of focus pay off.
Coach, talk about some of your offensive players that will make a difference this year for the Cougars.
Well, I think, you know, I'm an old O-lineman, and those receivers and quarterbacks, they love getting talked about, but O-line never gets talked about. So I'm gonna talk about those guys. If they can give us the time we need to throw the football, if they can block the run, we're going to be real successful. And that's Brendan Riemann, Charlie Oren, Jacob Bauer, Casey Armstrong, and Gatlin Thomas. Those guys are going to be the reason our offense goes. Those guys are going to be the reason we're successful. And there's some skill guys, Cale Perdue, our wide receiver, our quarterback Justin Lundy, running back Logan Johnson. They're going to get some stats for us, but it's going to be because of those five guys in front of them.
Talk about on the defensive side, I'm sure the key is to get those stops as you can.
Yeah, Gatlin, our right tackle, is also our starting middle linebacker, and I tell you, he's a missile. I coached 2 years at Lawton High School, coached some very good linebackers, and Gatlin is right up there. He is if he were at a school with a little bit of a larger football profile, he's somebody that would be getting talked about. He's got great speed, great quickness, and he hits like he's got concrete in his pads. The kid plays football like a Mack truck, and he's going to be very, very exciting to watch play defense for us. And in front of him, he's got two goals. Colton Armstrong and Seth Brooks, big, strong defensive linemen. They're really playing well with their hands lately, and we look for them to really keep Gatlin clean and let him get to the football.
Friday night, host Quapaw. What are some of the keys that the Cougars need to beat Quapaw on Friday?
Well, we've been really hammering home with our defensive line this week that we cannot run upfield. Quapaw is a team that likes to run a little kick-out play off tackle. They like to run inside trap, and they like to run midline and option football. So if our D-line is getting too aggressive upfield, we're going to get kicked out, trapped, or we're going to get option. And we really have got to focus on stopping that fullback in the A-gap off tackle, and we got to stop that quarterback. When we wrap that fullback up and that quarterback sneaks around right behind him, our linebackers have got to recognize that and get outside and wrap him up. We feel pretty confident on some of the straight-ahead running plays. You know, that's just going to be a battle of wills, who wants it more. But option football's tough, trapping's tough, and Quapaw's a very sound team. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They block very well. They line up on defense. This is a team that doesn't make mistakes and is going to play good, sound football. And so we, as a defense, have to play very sound defensive football.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Cougars this Friday against Quapaw.
Thank you.